Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 190. Been gone for far too long. And isn't that the truth? I have really missed sitting down and talking to you, but things had been very difficult these past couple of years, and I didn't feel like I could sit here, try and be chipper and upbeat when in reality I was very, very unhappy. Let me just say that everyone who's involved in this story has given me the all clear in telling you this story. Wayne and I had been having some difficulties with our relationship going back quite a few years. We had tried counseling. We tried talking about it. The counseling really was not very helpful at all. I finally told Wayne that he had basically a year to straighten up and make things better. I wasn't expecting him to immediately jump up and start fixing everything and doing everything, but the reaction I got, it was probably pretty typical male procrastinator. He waited 11 months and then figured he could fix everything in the last month. While I was saying I wanted to see 12 months of him reconnecting with me and us having a relationship again. After not seeing much progress, I finally told him that it was over. He, of course, thinks that I'm going through a midlife crisis. I don't know. It may be. All I know is I woke up one morning and I realized I was missing three key elements to my life. And those were joy, respect, and passion. I decided that life was way too short to not have those three things in my life. I know that Wayne loves me, and I have never doubted that he cares very much about me. But at this point, love was not enough, and saying the words was definitely not enough. I needed someone to be an active participant in my life, and he could not give that to me. So I left him. It has now been a year since we split up. It took a little while for him to actually pack everything up and move out of the house. That was a very difficult thing to do. We had been in the house for so long and accumulated a lot of crap, and it took a lot of time to go through and pack up and move everything out. I remember shortly after he moved out, I went down to get some hay from one of the local farmers. For the first time, the farmer stopped me and he said, "Why doesn't your husband ever come and help you?" And I said, "I don't have a husband, and in fact, I just got out of a relationship I had been in for 20 years. And he said, "Really? Huh. I've got a mule out there. He's a real handsome red mule. Would you be interested in him?" And I laughed and I said, "Are you kidding? It took me 3 months to get the other jackass out of my house. Why would I want another?" I did stop and I looked at and I thought, he's a handsome guy. When I told my parents that I had broken it off with Wayne, my father said to me, "Carrie, do you think that's a good idea? I mean, at your age, you're not likely to find another man who would be interested." And I had to tell him that I wasn't looking for another man, and I didn't need another man in my life. That I would rather be lonely and alone than lonely in a relationship. Lately, I've been going out, getting together with groups of people, a lot of women's groups, and spending time with other women and talking to them. And I have found that I am not unique in my situation. It seems that there is a rash of other women who are pretty much in the exact same boat I am, being middle-aged, having had a long-term relationship in which they were feeling unappreciated or just ignored and decided that they didn't want it. It's amazing that I was at a party the other night and the four other women that I was chatting with were all in the exact same boat, two of which I had never met before and had no idea that they were in a similar situation. So maybe Wayne's right. Maybe I am having a midlife crisis, just gotten a hair up my ass and decided that I needed to do this, but I'm not really looking back and I'm not regretting that I have taken this step, that I am on a quest to find joy, respect, and passion. And I want to embrace those three things in everything that I do, everyone that I meet. So like I said, I am doing a lot of new and different things. I have continued learning how to play the dulcimer. I've even joined a couple of local dulcimer playing clubs, and I've taken a few more workshops. I finally got to go to a blacksmithing class, and I really enjoyed doing that. I've been hanging out with blacksmiths and learning more about metalworking. I had to take a brief hiatus in my knitting and spinning because of some tendonitis I developed in my thumbs, but I've had surgery on that, and now I've got full use of my left thumb, and I've gotten back into knitting and spinning, and I'm loving every minute of it. So I'm going out and celebrating life, enjoying myself. Now that things have pretty much settled down, Wayne has moved on. He's even started dating. I'm very happy for him. I wish him the best and all the happiness in the world. I have a fellow in my life who seems to be interested in me. I'm not too sure where that's going to go, but I'm excited. And I'm looking forward each night to the next day and the next adventure. As I have those adventures, I want to share them with you. Thank you for coming by and listening to my story. I hope to be back on a more regular basis. I can't make any promises because my schedule has been up in the air and I've had all kinds of different things going on. But I promise you, You will hear from me in the not too distant future. Take care. Bye.